The Federal Reserve is meeting tomorrow to discuss interest rates. I'm sure you remember when the interest rate seemed the most important story in the world during the economic boom. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Ryssdal. Good morning, Kai. What do you think we should expect from the Fed tomorrow?
Well, that's the thing with the Fed, Alex. You never know. Not only is Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan virtually incomprehensible when he pontificates on economic policy, but it's always tough to know what the Fed's going to do. That said, it's important to remember we're on a streak now of 13 rate cuts in a row dating back some 3 years or so. Just last month, they cut it a quarter of a percentage point. It's at the lowest level since the late 50s at 1%. That is the federal funds rate, which is the rate that the Fed directly controls. So all of that said, we don't really know what's going to happen. The experts are saying don't look for a rate increase or a rate cut. They're probably going to keep it exactly where it is, perhaps a rate hike sometime later in the year when the Fed meets in September or late October.
Well, if they don't do anything, what is that saying about the economy?
That's the beauty of the Fed. Even when they do nothing, it means something. And here's why. Every time when they meet, they come out with a statement at the end of it, and they review how they feel about the economy. They come right out and say, we think the economy is strong, we think it's neutral, we think it's leaning weak. That's something called the bias. Last time they had a meeting, they came out and they said, we are very strongly worried about deflation, that is continuously decreasing prices. And that, of course, sent the bond markets into a tizzy, which sent the yields up, which sent interest rates up, which sent home mortgage interest rates up, which caused something of a problem. The statement that these guys issue when they're done with their meeting is the thing that people really pay attention to. Yes, the actual rate cut itself gets reflected in the stock market, but you have to divide the stock market out from the rest of the economy. So really what we're going to do is we're going to wait and see what they have to say tomorrow. It's 2:15 Washington time, tomorrow afternoon. Probably no rate cut, but they will say something about what they feel about the economy.
The Fed has been lowering interest rates for more than 3 years, as you mentioned. How much else can they really do to affect the economy?
Well, they really can't. The Fed controls what's known as monetary policy. That is, how much money is out there and whether or not money is expensive. That is it expensive to borrow or is it cheap to borrow? Right now, it's really, really cheap to borrow because they want consumers to get out there and borrow money and spend it and get the economy going again. Other than that, they don't have any real-time ability to change anything, which is why you see these trends of rate cuts or rate increases when the economy is slow. So in the newsroom today, we're going to be following that rate cut story. We'll also be looking at the economic issues at play in Liberia.
Kai Ryssdal of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Kai.
Thank you, Alex.